Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Dr. Nicholas Bratcher. He's the director of the School and Visual Performing Arts at ULM. Dr. Bratcher, we appreciate you being with us today on Lanyap.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it's good to see you, and you're a busy man. You're always a busy man. For the folks that don't know, you've got a lot of things to say grace over at ULM. Tell me a little bit about the School of Visual and Performing Arts. What all areas do you have under your purview?
Well, there's music, art, theater, and dance. And everything that comes with each of those disciplines.
So there's pretty much always something going on your calendar. But a few times a year, you put the gang all together. And you've got them all coming together for a performance called Kaleidoscope.
Kaleidoscope. Yes. And so for those who may not be familiar with what Kaleidoscope is, that's our annual holiday celebration. And it features a lot of our rapid-fire performances from across all the avenues of the School of Visual and Performing Arts. So instead of, like you traditionally see, one group or one ensemble at a time, this is going to move seamlessly between choirs, bands, dance, world music ensembles, and more. And it's just really a showcase of our students' versatility, their creativity, and just collaborative spirit, all wrapped up into one nice little holiday package.
And this year, it's more than just a Christmas celebration. It's a global holiday event, right?
Yeah. And it's kind of like what I envisioned Kaleidoscope to be and what it represents. So, you know, if you've ever seen a kaleidoscope before, it's, you know, what I believe is the spirit of what we do in the arts. It's many shapes, color, styles, and in our case, cultures, creating one unified picture, and kind of symbolizes the collectiveness and expression of what we do at ULM and the way our students come together to create something that's bigger than themselves.
You've got a performance coming up Tuesday, December 2nd, 7 p.m. It'll be at ULM's Brown Theater, and we'll talk about tickets in just a bit. But talk to me about what I'm going to see.
Well, like I said earlier, you're going to see different acts. You're going to see choirs. You're going to see bands. You're going to see, you know, you might see a steel drum ensemble here and there. You're going to see student ensembles that perform. And instead of it being like a proscenium where you're sitting and just looking on a stage, it's coming at you from different points of the theater. So you could get something from the aisles. You can get dancers in front of you in the aisles, singers from the balcony, chamber groups that are playing, marching in, marching out. It's a whole vibe, and there's not a bad seat in the house.
That sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun, and it is a student experience, but do you have some ULM faculty and staff in there, too, helping you out?
We do have a faculty trio that is performing this year, but the rest of it is students, and it's largely this is the largest number of students we've had for this performance, which makes it really special this year. We have over, I think, 112 students that are involved in this production. That's all the musicians, the dancers, the behind-the-scenes theater tech students that kind of help keep things flowing smoothly, and it's going to be a really great production, I think.
When do you start working on something like this? I mean, it's got to take some time to pull this thing together.
Believe it or not, we started working on it the first Monday of this month, and we will only have three rehearsals between now and that time.
So everybody knows their part when they get there, and then you just put all the different groups together.
Yeah, it's pretty much like a roadmap. We come together, and there's no program for this. So when you attend, like, usually you get like a concert program or something. You won't get a program for it. You'll get, you know, a humble welcome in the door, maybe some lobby music by one of our student groups, and just wait on 7 o'clock and we'll hit the ground running from there. But we pretty much put the students in a room, say, this is the roadmap, what we want to do, and they know what's happening and when, but the cool thing is that the audience doesn't.
You come to this event, and then when you get done, there's a big soiree that happens, right?
Yeah. We have a nice reception that's afterwards in the band hall, and the cool thing about that is that during Kaleidoscope, We have visual art students who are making live art while everything is going on, and they're doing this in front of you. And so when it's done, you'll get the chance to auction on that art during the soiree. And so we hope that our patrons will take advantage of that as well.
The event coming up Tuesday, December 2nd. I want to ask you a little bit about these students. A lot of these folks, like I was a radio guy, but I played in band and I played in probably seven or eight different ensembles. Talk to me about careers in the arts right now. Do you have a lot of students who are making their way to the next level and doing this for a living?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's been great here. So in the past several years, you know, we've had 100% placement in art, music education. We've had close to 100% in our music performance majors, and we're growing with new concentrations in like commercial music, jazz, music therapy, pending accreditation. And so, you know, we're aligning with the needs of the creative industry, and our students are out there getting jobs and making an impact in the community and in the region.
We're talking today with Dr. Nicholas Bratcher. He's the director of VAPA at ULM, Visual and Performing Arts. And what does this performance mean to you?
I mean, it's honestly one of the highlights of my year. This is one of the ones I don't get to be on the podium for this one. I kind of get to sit back and kind of help the technical theater crew with logistics. But I get to see the joy on all our students' faces whenever, you know, they put in all of this work throughout the month, and then, you know, it represents kind of everything I believe in with the creativity and the community, belonging, and, you know, the power that arts have to bring people together.
Talk to me quickly again about tickets for folks that heard us today and they want to attend Kaleidoscope Tuesday, December 2nd, 7 p.m. Where do they go, and how do they get tickets?
So you can go to ulm.com. ulm.edu, to get tickets. It should be right there on the homepage. You can also just Google Kaleidoscope at Eventbrite and get tickets there. Tickets are $20 for general admission. Faculty and staff is $15 with their ID. And, of course, students get in free with their ID as well. That's students of ULM and VCOM. So we hope to see everyone there.
It's coming up Tuesday, December 2nd, 7 p.m. Doors open at 6:30. It'll be at ULM's Brown Theater. To find out more about Kaleidoscope, head over to our website, kedm.org, and like and subscribe to our videos. Share them with your friends. This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. Coming up next on Morning Edition, we talk about the books we love. Now, we've got 380 handpicked books we're going to talk about in the next couple of minutes on our Books We Love segment. Andrew Limbong will share this year's nonfiction favorites. He'll sit down with NPR's Michelle Martin in just a moment. If you want a sneak peek, you can head over to kedm.org. I've got the book list on the front page right now. Also, as you get your holiday feast ready, something to consider. There are certain foods that boost your mood and make you happier in the long run. We're going to learn about those happy foods over at kedm.org. And also today, we're going to dig in to changes in voting. We'll learn a little more about voting rights for those with felony convictions this afternoon on All Things Considered on KEDM. And this afternoon, we take a look at the music of the reggae great, Jimmy Cliff. It's going to be a fun time. So tune in today, 3 p.m. on 90.3 KEDM Public Radio.